Under the Republican plan, Wisconsin would offer Badger Care to residents earning up to 100% of the poverty level. Right now, the state covers families living at up to 200%. Wisconsin would refer those no longer eligible to the private marketplace. The federal Affordable Care Act promises to provide subsidies. Republican Senator Mary Lozick says everyone should then have access.
You know, I think what's very appealing in the governor's proposal is that at the end of the day, everyone has coverage. And no one gets kicked off of coverage if they're 100% or less. It'll be on MA. If they're 100% or greater, they will be over in the exchange.
Lozick notes that the governor's proposal will accept poor, childless adults into Badger Care. Currently, they're excluded. All four Democrats on the panel took turns blasting the plan. Representative John Richards says Wisconsin could save millions of dollars if it accepted the federal money in exchange for covering people up to 133% of the poverty line.
At a time when we're talking about funding our schools, we're having a hard time funding roads, doing a whole range of things that we've talked about in this committee, how we can turn back $120 million is just mind-blowing.
Fellow Democrat Corey Mason of Racine also questioned the fiscal wisdom of turning down $120 million federal dollars while also cutting 85,000 people off Badger Care.
That is not the Wisconsin that I know. That doesn't reflect the values that I think most of our citizens share.
Several people in the audience cheered after Mason spoke and heckled Republicans. Capitol Police escorted a couple protesters from the room. Despite criticism, GOP Representative Pat Strakota touted the plan, calling it a way to encourage independence.
It's going to provide opportunities for individuals to enter into the health care market the same way that you and I do. You know, we purchase our plans and we're able to sustain those purchases.
The 12 Republicans on the Budget Committee did approve an amendment to the governor's plan. It would allow some people to remain on Badger Care if their county does not have a federal health exchange operating by October. The panel also voted to pay hospitals up to $73 million over the two-year budget for care they provide for uninsured patients. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.